just have to apologize in advance again. I have to leave my phone on again, so hopefully we won't get another call in the middle, but if it does, I have to just be on call, unfortunately. Okay. Okay, so we left off yesterday with a bomb question that the Tzais raises, a contradiction between our Gemara and the Gemara Masechet Krisos Daf Chaf Dalet. So our Gemara says very, very clearly that you cannot be mevatel chametz after the Zman Nisar, and the simplest pshat in our Gemara is because you can't be mafkir what you don't own, or what's in a b'shusa, whatever the nuances you think are. But the basic thrust is that you can't be mafkir. Now, true, we did have to spend a lot of time yesterday, you know, putting in an alternate pshat in our Gemara, according to those Rishonim who say that there's no real hefker taking place in Bittul anyway. So we had to, you know, finagle a little bit and say, well, it's not really a chalos in hefker, but it's a chalos in almost dubya to hechsher for tuma, and that also requires the regular rules of bailus. That was already the mechudish chukup pshat in the Gemara. But the basic pshat in the Gemara, and even in a certain sense, even the mechudish chukup pshat is falling back on the idea that you can't create a chalaisim, hefka being a chalais, can't create a chalais, and what you don't own, what you're not pursuing, so whatever you think the Gemara is referring to. So that's like clear as day from our Gemara. And yet the Gemara increased of Chav Dalet, and that very, very startling statement about the Shohan Nisko, Shus Moedov, tells us that once the Beis Din paskens at the Shohan Nisko, so then it's understood that the Baalim Mafke, the Shor, and therefore Kol HaKadim Zocha. So even though we still have not successfully understood as to why that isn't the hefker b'toos, it's still scratching our head trying to figure the answer to that question, but we're not going to deal with that today. But the real question that Tzel says is, well, how could you be mafker? What shaykh to be mafker? To be mafker it? If it's not yours, what shaykh to be mafker it? So the emes lamito is that the question of the Tzel is really not a question according to everybody. And if you go back to our sugya, the three basic biurim as to what the problem was, really going back to last sugya, what was the impediment? What was the obstacle to be mevatel chametz after Zman Nisar? So we really broke it down to three possibilities. One was, it's, in a sense, what does Einu B'shusso mean? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush, Rabbi Elazar's chiddush, Einu B'shusso shel Adam. What is so Einu B'shusso about it? So what were the three? Let's chazav very quickly. So we had the Ravid, who said that it's what? Einu Shalai. We had the Ritva / Ktzos that we're calling that it's Shalom, but Einu B'shusso. And then we had the third approach, was the Chasam Sofer, who said that none of those rules apply to regular Isuri Hanah. Chametz is really the exception to the rule because it's taught even in the Olam. Those are the three basic Mahalchim that we spent so much time on already last week. So does the Ktzos' question even get off the ground according to all three Biurim? So let's walk it through. So according to the Ravid, that all Isuri Hanah, nothing with Tony with Ma'alam. The Ravid said, if I oral law, the Ravid holds all Isuri Hanah, or Einan Shalom, you can't have Bailas on Isuri Hanah, end of discussion. So then you can't have Bailas on a Shor Niskel either. So then the Ktosis Kasha is a good Kasha. How could you be Mafkir? What in effect you don't own? What does that mean? The bottom of Mafkir. What are the words mean? The bottom. That's why Mafkir. You can't be Mafkir. You don't own. If you hold that like the Ktzel / Ritva, that Isuri Hanah or Einan Bishuso, that applies to all Isuri Hanah. Not just the Isuri Hanah of the Ritva and the Ktzos didn't go down that route. They equated all the Isuri Hanah one to another. So therefore, according to them, also the Gemara in Krisos is problematic. How could you be mafkir? What's Einu B'shusso? That's Rabbi Yechon. That's right out of the Bava Kama, the seventh parak. You can't be machdish Adavash Einu B'shusso. You can't be mafkir Adavash Einu B'shusso. So Ben Lefi arrived, Ben Lefi with Vos / Ktzos, the question is a powerful question. It is only according to the Chasam Sofer that the question really does not even get off the ground. Because according to the Chasam Sofer, our Gemara never said that you can't be mafkir Isuri Hanah. All our Gemara said is, you can't be mafkir those Isuri Hanah that are ta'unim ibn min ha'olam, such as chometz. But regular Isuri Hanah. Remember the Chasam Sofer wrote that letter as the mailman's running out of, you know, pulling the horse and buggy out of Freshburg. Chasam Sofer is running after him with the letter. And what does it say in the letter? That chometz is different because it's only been min ha'olam. Aber regularly Sirana, Bishaloi, Bishusai, everything's hunky dory, everything's wonderful. And therefore, Shardness goes up to an Ibn Mina Oilam. Yeah, you have to be circled ashore, but then you could use the, I mean, it's not that there's a mitzvah sreifa on the remaining ore, that there's a mitzvah sreifa on the nevela. It's also b'hano, but it's not totally min ha'olam. It's min ha'nikbar, it's not even min ha'nisrofin shor ha'nisko. So l'chora, according to Chazam Sefer, shor ha'nisko does not meet the criteria to be called in a shalai or in a b'shuso, and therefore hefke would work on a shor ha'nisko. So the Ktzois, when he presented this question, was looking at the sugya through his own eyes. He was looking at the sugya through the eyes of the Ritvan himself, or even according to the Ravid. But if you would go down the Buddha of Chassam Seif, then of course the question could be correlated. So we have to take the Ktzois' question at face value. What's the answer? What are you doing? How do you solve this problem? What's the difference? Manishtana argabara psachim dafa from krisis daf chavdal. So the Ktzois comes up with a fascinating beer. Comes the Ktzois and turns the entire Gemara Krisis on its head. And the Ktzois says that of course you cannot be mafkir a dover osabano. It's not shayach. Impossible to be mafkir a dover osabano because they never should so. Finish the discussion. Why do you have the koyach to be mafkir the shor hanisko? Catch this one. Because this shor hanisko is a shor hanisko that's mutabano. You know why it's mutabano? Because it's what? It ain't a shor hanisko. You know why it ain't a shor hanisko? Because it was who's mo'edav. The edim turned out to be edim zayimim. So he gloyed Muslim afraid. The whole thing was a sham. The whole thing was a fake. The whole thing wasn't authentic. He gloyed Muslim afraid at the time when the ba'ilim were mafkir the shore. Klapishmaida, it really did belong to them. Because Edim Zayim, once the Edim are proved to be Zayim, we undo the din l'mafreya. It's like a Taurus the Dorm. It's mutl l'mafreya. The Yisim was a v'chal l'mafreya. The Gizmai din was all betoast. The whole thing was a mistake. The whole thing was all an error. And therefore, there never really was a Shem Shor Nisko on it. There never really was a Nisrana on it. And therefore, it never met the halachic category of Edim B'shuso. And therefore, the Hefker will in fact work. Ad kan divrei Ktzois. Right, so this almost makes our initial, head scratcher even worse. It means originally we said, hey, wait a second, this Gemara is so funny, it's so bizarre. Because the Gemara just ignores the fact that it was a Hefker B'tos. Now, fakir, it's Davka because it was a short, Davka because it was Huzma Eidov that creates the ability for the Hefker to be Chal. It's mamish worse. It's much like Purim. It's Benafichu. It's because it was Huzma Eidov, that's what makes it ultimately Hefker. It's probably Purim this Ktzois. As I stay in Ktzois. So bottom line is, you have two Gemaras, Gemara Psachim, Davav, Gemara Kristof Chavdalit. Which is the real Gemara and which is the exception to the rule? The real Gemara is Psachim Davav. The starting point is, the Hanach Rishon is, Yitaka can't be Mafke, Davar Asabano. The only reason why the Hefka works in Kristof Chavdalit is because it was never really Asabano in the first place. Adkan Teretz Ektis. It would turn out that I'm afraid they didn't do anything wrong, right? I mean, bottom line, whatever you did, at the time you did it, we thought it was an Avera. It's like the Gemara says, if I try to eat a piece of meat, I thought it was chaz, it turns out it was kosher, so I get an onus for the machshava, but in the end of the day, I didn't do the Avera. Right. So you gotta settle in this, digest this Ktzais a little bit. But the Ktzais says, this is Emes L'Amitai, and it's because of this Yisoy that he developed, he's now able to tackle his next question. And here, he feels a familial responsibility to help out his brother. And when someone referring to him, and so the Ktzois, he says, my brother, my older brother, I think it was an older brother, if I'm not mistaken, if Yehuda Kahana, he ran his Kahana, the last name was not Kahana, the last name was really Hela, but they were all Kohanim, so they used to call him, says, Ayaleb Kahana, Yehuda Kahana. Who was Rabbi Yehuda Kahana? We quote. Anyone know? He was mechaber what svarim? Everyone's willing to say, he quotes, or doesn't he quote? How does he start the Ketais here? He quotes his brother, right? Where am I? For Ochia Rava Muchlan Ray Yudha Kain. I don't know what Shinan stands for. Yehuda Kain. Anyone know who's Yehuda Kain? What he wrote? Yeah, he was a Kibbutz Akri on the Kudus HaSfakis. That was him. Same person. Okay? So he got the family rolling, and every family get together. This is what they spoke about, the bar mitzvahs and the nephews. This was his cash, all right? Everyone is around. This was the hot topic in Eastern Europe in the early 1800s, late 1700s, early 1800s. Kasha was, there's a Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Tzadi. But the Gemara talks about a really crazy shor. The shor has been causing a lot of trouble. It's been killing people, it's been mazik things. It's a shor shahimis, a shor shahizik. And now the question, based on like it's a hands on the shore, and the question is, what the protocol should be? Should we be Don, the Dinim Nefoshos first, the Dinim Mumnes first, or vice versa? The question is, whole Shachmatai, the whole complicated sugi in the end of a Chayvel, as to what the Seder Dvarim should be. But in the middle of that discussion, the Gemara says the following comment. The Gemara says, even if for whatever reason we should have taken care of the Dinim Mumnes first, whatever reason we didn't, so the Gemara says, so what's the big deal? The new Dinim Nefoshos, the Gemara says, so you did it out of order. Whatever the criteria were that should have pointed you in the direction, we're not learning the intricacies of a chayva right now. One thing is clear for the Gemara that the Kadmuv and the new Dinim Nefoshos, the Gemara asks, so do Dinim Mominus, what's the big deal? What is preventing you from doing Dinim Mominus after doing Dinim Nefoshos? That's the Gemara's premise. And again, it doesn't matter for us what the answer to that question is. Comes the Trumas Akri and raise the following objection. What do you mean? There's a Beferish Gemara earlier on in Maseches Bava Kama that says that when a shore does something, and before the Gemara din, the Bailam Amafka the shore, the game's over. The entire does get off the ground. The Gemara learns after a pasuk. That you need the Bailam to be there, not only b'shas ha-hezek, but b'shas ha-meet, b'shas ha-gmardin as well. So Frek, the Sefer Trumas Akri, if the Gemara increases, Dav Chav Dalet says that any and every time, based in Paskins, that the animals are sharnisko, it's chayav misa, there's an automatic heftier built in. It's muvan me'elav that the Bailam amafka the animal. So then how could the Gemara say in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi that the new Dinin Nefashis gave us the hate and go be Dan Dinin Mamadis? Wait a second, no, you can't. You can't be Dan Dinin Mamadis post Dinin Nefashis. Because once you were Dan Dinin Nefashis, what does it mean you were Dan Dinin Nefashis? It means you paskined up at the Shoah Nisko. Based in issued a psach called Chaya Misa. Once based in paskined Chaya Misa, it becomes Asabano, the assumption against Rebbe, that becomes Asabano. What does the Gemara say, Christoph Chavdalin? At that minute, when you hear those words from the mouth of the Beis Din, Atachayev Skila, what's the Bailam's initial reaction? What a lousy, crummy shore, I've been mafkas on that shore. That's what the Gemara said, Chavdalin, right? So once the Bailam of mafka the shore, it's not theirs anymore. Once it's not theirs anymore, how can it be done? It didn't remember this. The Gemara said the first Shabbat Kami Yigimel that you need by Levimoy mitchil of Yatzayif. Nogach ve'charka chivki potur, the Gemara says. So with Nogach ve'charka chivki is potur, how could the Gemara say so flippantly, Vidan di nefashos, then gizudai, go and Vidan di nemamenes. Once you're Dan di nefashos, it's over because it became hefker. I increase the stafchav dalet. That was the kasha that the Trumas Akri posed. It wasn't only the Trumas Akri that was losing sleep over this kasha. This was the kasha. If you were a global in Europe around the year 1800, this was your kasha. Kivager was couldn't sleep over this kasha also. Nobody could sleep over this. This was a bomb kasha. Everybody was tumbling with this kasha. This kasha didn't end with the 1800s. It moved into the 1900s. And Slobodka that couldn't sleep over this kasha. The Vichasko tumbling with this kasha. Everybody's been tumbling with this kasha for the last 200 years. So comes the Ketzais and says, I'm going to help out my older brother. The older brother was very nice. Jewish school was very nice to the Ketzais. He supervised the printing of the Ketzais. As I said many times, the Ketzais in his Akdamot HaSefer writes that his brother went to the publishing house And he sat. In those days, you had a bomber sit over the printer every single page and make sure everything was done properly. So he sat. He said his brother spent a month or so sitting in, I forgot already which town in Europe, which big city in Europe. It was a rabbi, a little 2x0 shtetl. So he said his brother went by the big printing house, the big publishing house in the mid metropolis, the big metropolis of 300 people instead of the Ktsois town of 30 people. And he sat there and he watched to make sure the Ktsois gives such a cross the taif. So he owes his brother something, so at least he can answer his cash. I bet you're on Nisko. So he says, here's my answer to my brother's cash. He says, regular standard Shohar Nisko, when the owner finds out that it's a Shohar Nisko, is he mafka the shore? Answer that question. Is he mafka the shore? He may want to, but what? It doesn't work. He doesn't have the ability to do so. You know why? Because it's a davar. What's the ktsaz? It's a ktsaz talking. Once it's also by no, it's a what? What is it? It's the Shalov Yad Bishusai. And it's Yad Bishusai and Yochav Kirai. He couldn't be mafkid if he wanted to be mafkid. He's plotting to be mafkid. He hates the shore. He doesn't want to see the shore anymore. He's angry at the shore. What if Ferdinand go kill somebody and then went ahead and goes massacre somebody? He's sick and tired of this lousy shore. He'd love to be mafkid. He remembers he learned Afyami 7 years ago, Krisus Chavdal, he's supposed to be mafkid. So he reads his script and mafkid the shore. What does it say? Sorry, Charlie, Hefka doesn't work because you can't be back with Dosha Meshusa. I'm of a comment of Sabachtes. It ain't going to work. What do you mean? But the Gemara says it's Hefka. The Gemara Chapris Chavdal says Hefka. What's the answer, says Ektais? No, it doesn't. The Gemara only said in Chris Chavdal that it's Hefka if and when what? What has to happen? If what? Who's Mu'edov? The Gemara in Chris Chavdal was the Yaitzim in a club. Normal standard protocol, your average every day, your weekly Shohar Nisko. There's never going to be real Hefker HaBailim. It's never going to happen. Krisus Chavdal is never going to happen. Krisus Chavdal only happens in the one crazy Meshugadik case where it's not only there was a Din Taira, there was a Pesach Bezin, and then it turns out he glad Nusra Mafreya, the whole thing was a sham because who's Mo'eda? But normal, regular protocol of Shohar Nisko, you can't be Mafker if you want it to be Mafker. And therefore, the real Gemara that governs Hefker HaBailim and Shohar Nisko is not Krisus Chavdal. That's the Yetzim in the Klal. The real Gemara is which Gemara really truly teaches me that you can't be Mafka Shohar Nisko if you wanted to? Give me a Gemara. Anyone know? Which Gemara says, Pem Moli says, it says you can't be Mafka Dover also not even if you choose to? Which Gemara? Psacha Davar Mabez. That's how the Ktsais learned that sugya. So guess what, says the Ktsais? Because of my kasha from Psachim Davar Mabez to Krisus Chavdal, which forced me to realize that Krisus Chavdal was the exception to the rule, it's only in the case of Uzbaidav. But the governing rule is Iyav Shal Havkin Dav Shem Shusov Kin Isa B'Psachim Davar Mabez. It is that contradiction and that resolution that now enables me to for the Gemara Bava Kamad of Tzadi, which my brother raised as a red flag. Because the Emes Lamito is, the Tach is no mechanism. There is no way to be mafkir a Shohar Nisko, because it's the Eidah B'Shusso anyway. That's the Ktsais. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, how many Gemaras did the Ktsais have in front of his eyes in order to be able to propose this pshat? He had Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis. He had Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey, remember, Raivas and Ritvas. He had Bava Kama, Samaches, Samachtes, and Rabbi Yechel, and Gezal Shosh Asher HaBailam. It impacted on the Balmon, the Ramban, the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Bava Kama. How do you define Eidah B'Shusso? Then he had the Gemara Krisus Chavdal that throws a curveball at us. He finagled out of the Gemara by invoking who's Ba'edim as being the exception to the rule. And he finally used that Yisoy that he himself developed to answer his brother's bomb cash from Bava Kama of Tzadi. Everyone chapped that, right? Everyone read our Gemara and Daf Pesach and Davav. That's how the Ktsai said Shir and Davav. When he was saying Shir Pesach, he just realized you can't learn Davav unless you have all of Bava Kama in front of your eyes in order to be able to appreciate what's really going on. Otherwise, you have Gemara sticking out all ends. You have loose threads in the whole sugya. Nothing makes any sense. One Gemara says another Gemara. One didn't say another. Then nothing makes any sense. This is the Ktsais's beer. This is Mahalach in the sugya. Rabbi say, the Ktsais, if he would have stopped here, he would have said, Dayenu. He said, no, Mamash, Mamash, Azah, Azah. Helga, Ktsais, take Mamash, take a step back and just be Nana, Mizivashchina. But he says, no, he's going to challenge you even further. He didn't stop. Yitzchak is going to challenge you one step further. And he's going to invoke sugyas, and we're going to connect dots from months ago, Rabbi said. The whole year is going to start to come together. So he says, you know, my brother was very bothered. Very, very bothered. On the tzadi of the days. We have to help my brother out. That's the goal. Gotta help him save his brother, his older brother. Says the Ketzos, let's go back to the drawing board for a second. Back to what happened. Increase the Chavdal for a minute. The Gemara said, increase of the Chavdalid, that what a person does at the time when they hear those magic words of Yeshua is Chayav Nisa, what's the person's initial reaction? He's done with the show. He's half kid the show. And the Ketzos went back to that Gemara and said, you can't really do that because it's Shalom Yonah B'Shusa. So real Hefker isn't an option. And therefore the Ketzos had to revamp the entire, revamp the entire Gemara. That's difficult because it's Huzmu'edav. But guess what? There is another possibility that could be taking place. What's the other possibility? What would take place? What could take place even on a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso? Not the Chalais of Hefker. That's a non-starter. That's above a comma, 7th parak. That's Pesach HaDavot. So Hefker itself is not going to work on a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. But there is something that you could do on a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. It's eerily familiar, eerily similar to Hefker.
Yes?
You could be Messiah on a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. Anyone want to give me a few rayas to that? You can be Messiah on a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso? What? You give me a raya that you can be Messiah on a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso? What? Well, the original Aveda, according to many Rishonim, is Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. I think we spoke about a Ritva about that, and Tzelser about that, and Paul Boaz about that. Aveda may be very well a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. Especially if you hold that Ina B'Shuso was defined by lack of what, Rabbi say? Lack of accessibility. Which happens to be whose definition of Ein B'Shuso? Who defined the Balamor? And who was a big believer of that Balamor? The Ketzos himself. Remember, the Ketzos kept on quoting this Balamor without quoting him, right? Every time he quoted him, we said, why did he quote him? So according to the Ketzos, an Aved is a classic Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. Would anybody in their right mind ever say something is foolish? No, you can't be Messiah from an Aved. You know why? Because you can't be Messiah from Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. That's pretty silly, right? Because after all, what's the entire source for all of Hilchos Yish? Seventh grade, Elam Tzir Shalom Yilachai Lachos, was the Yish, was no Yish, right? I think we mentioned this once or twice. The entire sugya of Yish started with Hashem's Aveda. Whether it applies to other areas, whether we compare other areas to Avedas is up for discussion. But clearly, I'm going to plead you that Yish applies to Aveda. I mean, you have to be ridiculous to say otherwise. How could you be, what do you ask the question? How could you be Messiah-ish? How could you possibly miss Yahshua? It's Ein B'Shuso. What's the answer? It's a joke. It's a farce. Of course, Yush works in a Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. What's the Shaila? Hefker. Hektish. Maybe Mechira. Maybe Matona. Taizen Rashba. Zimba Kavad Defayim. Those kinds of Chaloisim that are Hakenos. But I'm transferring ownership to Yanim to Pliny. I can't be Maktish if it's Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. I can't be Mafka Dabar Sheina B'Shuso. Perhaps I can't be moich, I can't be nice about Torah. Messiah-ish? Of course you can be Messiah-ish. That's a joke. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav, is a whole machlokes is whether Yush is kind of a gezeila or not. So whether or not it's kind of a gezeila is a technical quirk of who remembers what the quirk was. Should we derive gezeila from Aveda? What was the Shaila? What was the Svar not to derive gezeila from Aveda? Who remembers? What was the potential quirk? Why can't you derive gezeila from Aveda? Bisuros Liyade? Didn't we talk about that once? It's Bisuros Liyade. Came to you, Bisur? If not for that concern, and somehow I'm a Roy, I'm talking about who bothered with that concern, Yush works on a gezeila. Aim the Chadav Hashem Shus are called to be gezeila. That is the case. That was Rabbi Yochanan's statement. When Reuben steals something from Shimon, that's called Enem Shusel. That was the prototype of Enem Shusel. And Yush works on that. According to one of the end of Gemara, Taka does. And even the day that says it doesn't, it doesn't work because it's Bisuros Liyade, so you can't derive Gezeila from Aveda. But nobody said you can't be Misya'ish and the Dabash Enem Shusel. That's ridiculous. So, Hei Mita Mechuz Gezeila, Hei Mita Mechuz Aveda, it's clear as day that Yush works on the Dabash Enem Shusel. So, wait a second. Wait a second. When I'm sitting there in Beis Din, and the Beis Din screams out, Your shore is a shore niskal. What's my reaction? Ugh, I want to be mafka the shore. What does the Ketzels come and say? You can't be mafka the shore. You know why? It's in a b'shus chot to be mafka. So good, forget about hefker. Why don't we just call it a big mishayish? Isn't every hefker in a sense a yush? Is it? So don't call it hefker. Call it yush. Good. Zolzan, call it yush. You can't hide behind and say, no, you can't be Messiah, don't be Messiah. That's absurd. So comes the Ketzel, says, wait a second, hold the phone. Even according to me who says, you can't be maftir, adavashir, ain't a b'shus, no, okay, I got that. But for sure you can be Messiah from it. What's the shiloh? Why can't be Messiah, adavashir, ain't a b'shus? Wait a second. If you give me Messiah from Adavash and Meshuso, whose Kasha just came back to life? Whose Kasha just returned? Shema Sekri's Kasha. What was it, Shema Sekri's Kasha? The Gemara says that once we were down there in the Fashos, no problem, no sweat, we could be down there in the Mamanus also. No big deal. You can go for the nefashah is no big deal. Fractured was a kri, but it's not yours anymore because you were mafker it. And for the ketzais, you try to be mafker, but you didn't succeed because you can't be mafker what you don't own. It's ereb shuscha. But even the ketzais concedes that you can't be mafker, but you can't be misyaish. So forget the word hefke, plug in the word yush, and say that the reason why it's impossible to be dandi nimamunis because you're misyaish from it. And once you were Messiah from it, it's no longer what? Fill in the gaps, Rabbi Sai. Once you were Messiah from it, it's no longer what? It's no longer who? It's no longer mine. And once you're Messiah, it's no longer mine, so then there's no din tire and din amamunis, because tzarech liyos ashor shal ha-bailam mitchil v'yatzayif. So the tzayis was very good in helping his brother by knocking hefker out of the box because of psach and davav. But you're still stuck with Yush. So what's the answer to that kasha? That's a kasha. Anyone know what the Ketzel says to that kasha? What? Oh, so comes the Ketzel with his famous verse. If you take a look at, let's see if we can find it. Let's see if we can find which Ketzel it is. Some Ketzel is flying all over the place here. The Ketzos in the end of the 8th of the Mar Mekamos. It's the last paragraph of the Ketzos in the 8th of the Mar Mekamos. The Alpha Gav, the Yush, Vadim Mahani, a film of Dava Shere Bishusai. That for sure works. Topic Zayla Mahani Yush, I mean, according to some. Vim Kain, Chidnik Madino, name of the Yush, Mehave. So, Dalmi Hacha, don't call it Hefker, call it Yush. Doesn't Yush Motzit Miyad Habaylam's Rishus? Once it's Moitzah Miday Mamayim of the Bailam, we're back to square one. And how could you ever be Dayan Dina Mominus? Did his troopers of Kris Kasha just had a Tchis and Asim? Says the Ketzos, no. The Yidalese, the Yush Lo Yotze Mishas Bailam, but the Oslish Zaychev Enoch Hefker. Says the Ketzos, Yush doesn't take effect until the other guy's zeicha on it. Hefker takes effect immediately. Yush is totally the aimed until the other person picks it up. What the Ktzos just said, that Yush is all totally the aimed until the other person picks up, is not Hefker, according to us. But whose Hefker is it? It's Rabbi Yaisi's Hefker. Remember the Rand of Aleph Amid Aleph from day one? Who remembers the Rand? Back by Bittul Chometz of all places. We started with Bittul Chometz and with Bittul Chometz. So he has one big Bittul Chometz. Remember the Rand, the first day of Shia back in Elul? Back in 36, not 35, Rector Court? The Rand asked the Kasha, how could Bittul Chometz work with Dam Hefker? What about according to Rabbi Yaisi? So we don't, you know, lose too much sweat over that. We don't lose too much sleep over that cash. We don't possibly be Yossi. But says the Ktzais, it's true, we don't possibly be Yossi with Hefker. But Rabbi Yossi's model of Hefker is our model of Yush. This is the famous, famous Yisai from Ktzais, that Yush doesn't leave the Rishas Abayalim until someone else is Zeich on it. Yush is meaningless until Pliny is Zeich on it. By the way, this should not be confused with the Ktzos that says that Hefker still belongs to you. Hefker still belongs to you, but the Hefker was chal already now, and the Isser HaChazorim and the Hefker starts right away because of Bal Yachid. So according to the Ktzos, a lot of people get confused with this. Yush and Hefker are not the same according to the Ktzos. Neither of them create an absolute Yetzir B'Shus HaBailim immediately, at least according to Rashi, but Yush is mamish meaningless now. Nothing happens here. You can even back out from Yush. Nothing. It's Devarim B'Teilim until it reaches the Rishos of the Zeicher. So remember, we spoke about this Ktzos earlier in the year, right? This is not the first time we quoted this Ktzos. But I don't think we appreciated why the Ktzos said it. Last time I put this Ktzos in my comments, if I just started with this one line, right? The real reason why the Ktzos said this was to answer the attack on his brother. Why? Why does this Yisod now save his brother? The Gemara said in Bava Kamma that if the Adan didn't nefash us, no big deal, he could be Adan didn't above us. So Frekta Tribus agree, but it's Hefker, it's Yotzim Mishusai. So says it tells you can't be Mafker. That's not going to work. So Frekta says, but you could still be Mishayesh. What's the answer? Good! You're Mishayesh, 100%. The Yush, good, you're Mishayesh. Who owns it? Who's the owner? I'm still the owner on it. The Yush didn't take effect yet. And therefore, Chosin V'Dan Rasa Dinim Amunis. The only reason why you can't be Dan Dinim Fashta Dinim Amunis is because once you are done, once it's Yotza from the original Bailim, so the game's over. Nagach Chivkir, the game's over. Nagach V'Chakach Nisyayish, the game's not over yet. Because Nagach V'Chakach Nisyayish still remains in the original ownership. And the Ktzai said, this is the Yisod HaYisodus in Yush, and this is what answers my brother's kasha, remember? Does this bring back memories of previous sugyas? Then remember the Ktzai had a raya to his Yisod? Remember that Gemara about Gozo Chometz Be'Ovrel of a Pesach? Anyone remember that raya? No one remembers that raya? Anyone remember who was Doicha that raya? We're not going to go through the whole raya and the Chiesa raya again. It was the Chumash Akri's grandson-in-law. Remember that? No one remembers that point? Vaguely? Okay, go back to your notes. It was the Chumash Akri's grandson-in-law. 2.5 generations later, they were still screaming in the 1880s in Europe. America finished the Civil War already, and the grandchildren of the Ktzais and the Chumash Akri are still fighting out 2-3 generations later about whether Yush is considered to be part of the original ownership or not. So they say, Hayaitim and Hadvarim. Again, we're just simply learning Pesach and Davar. Nothing more, nothing less. Simple Gemara. The Gemara says you can't be Mafker, something, you can't be Vatul Chometz after Shasi Surai. What does that mean? So we had a different Biurim from last Sugya, in a Shaloi, in a Bishuso, Davar Taun, Yubim in a Oilam. We had our Gemara said that if you, once it reaches that stage, you can't be Mavatul. So we said, what do you mean you can't be Mavatul? I understand that you can't be mevatel if bittel is hefker, but if bittel is not hefker, so then why can't it be mevatel? What's wrong? So we had to go a whole razzle dazzle shukatayah with hechsher and gabituma, with Rashi and Rambans and Ram Chalavas and Gavras and Chetzos. That was yesterday. Then we left off today with a new kasha. You start off today with a new kasha. So he says, kasha, what do you mean you can't be mafkir and never hasbah? No. The Gemara increases the chav dalet. The answer is no, the Gemara increases is different. That's the yaitzib of the klal because it's nizgal, I'm afraid it was never really hasbah in the first place. So now, the Tzais had a new problem. He said, well, wait a second. True was this Gala Mefreya. I'm sorry. And then the Tzais said, based on that answer, that explains the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadi. And then he went back to the drawing board of Daf Tzadi and says, wait a second, Daf Tzadi is still a problem because you could still be Misyayish. So he said, no, Yush is not going to do the trick because Yush still belongs to me. And who remembers, who was the Bar Plukta on this Tzais at the time? Who's the one who said that Yush is very much out of Europe, out of bounds? Yush is Yatzim Mishuscha. Which great Rishon Pesachim? The Ramban, because the Ramban said the Pidul Chometz is basically Yush. So Rabbi say the circle is completed. So Bein Mitam Shor Niskel, Bein Mitam Pidul Chometz, Bein Mitam Gezeila, Veda, Inu Bishuso, Orla, Chometz, Esrog, everything, all one big cholent. Hopefully, I was able to sort it out. So you have the three Biurim in Arsugya. Why this spells out that you can't be Pidul Chometz? How the Tzais and the Trumas Akriz, Gemaras, and Baba Kama Shor Niskel all fit into place? Everything is Amakam Yog Bishon. There's one last clue we're not going to talk about. I put it originally in the Memkom, so everybody had a chance to read it in Chassu a little bit. But how does this stem with what the Ktzai spoke about earlier about the Ramban being Messiahish from Dvarim Shabishuso? Another time, another place. I'm going to have to wait till maybe Yeshiva until the Matthias. Okay? Rabbi say, we have to get started on the next again. Anyone get started on the next again? Not yet? Okay, we'll try to give a little bit of Akdom. A little bit of Akdom to the next again. It's a fairly simple Akdom.